Hello, everybody.
Come on in.
All right, who is ready for some nighttime eating? I'm so excited to be doing this call. Coach Lizzie is usually here, and she's on vacation this week. I don't know what she's doing this week, if she's doing something fun or, well, I might have to wear my glasses to be able to see the chat. Might have to take them off and on. Hello, Miss Susan. Coach Lizzie is usually here with you on the nighttime eating calls, but she's taking some well-deserved time off. By the way, if you all have not seen, and I haven't watched the whole thing yet, but if y'all haven't seen Coach Lizzie's maintenance little video that she did, with a bunch of different members. I just started watching it and it is so good. So even if you're not in maintenance, it's really good. So it's on our website. Just search for maintenance and I bet it will come up. All right, but tonight we are here to talk about nighttime eating. All right. And this is an open coaching call. So I am Coach Betsy. And let me rename myself here. And I am here to do any coaching that y'all need on nighttime eating. And I'll just talk a little bit here at the beginning about some stuff that I know about nighttime eating and some stuff that I learned in our nighttime eating course. But like I said, this is an open coaching call. So if you have need some coaching on nighttime eating, overeating, grab-assing, mindless eating, whatever it is, let's talk about it because nighttime eating is a real thing. It's very common and it really makes sense if you think about it. Okay, because there's just a few specific reasons why we're eating at night. Okay, I mean there's not, a million different reasons. It's usually a kind of a handful of pretty very common reasons. And the number one reason, or not number one, but one of the reasons often is that we are not fueling ourselves enough during the day. I just cannot say enough about how important it is that as women, and this is kind of what we're talking about in the Health Spy course that came that's out this month. And we're talking about being a well-fed woman, which I just love that because how long have we spent on other diets and things not being a well-fed woman, right? Hungry. Or overfull, right? One extreme or another. A well-fed woman to me, and we could even call it a well-fueled woman. Okay, that's who I want to be. I want to be like literally how my body feels right now. Like I'm not hungry, I'm not stuffed. I'm gonna be having dinner here in a couple of hours, but my body feels good. I'm not gassy. I'm not, bloated or whatever it is. I had me a good fueling breakfast and lunch, and I think I'm having some leftover pizza for dinner. That's okay too. So being a well-fed woman, okay, and a lot of times nighttime eating can happen because we're not fueling ourselves or feeding ourselves throughout the day. And I hear this a lot, and I feel kind of compelled to talk about it. Where I hear people saying, well, I'm just not hungry in the morning. I'm just not. Well, if you're overeating at night, you may not be hungry in the morning because you've been overeating at night. Okay. But we got to break that cycle at some point, right? And it may involve what we call practical eating for a little while, where maybe you're not full on hungry. And I always like to share my experience of most mornings at breakfast, y'all, I am not full on hungry, but I'm going into 3 hours of coaching. So I eat my breakfast when it's, convenient for me to eat my breakfast. because I can't stop a coaching call, right? And say, well, let me eat my breakfast, or let me, sit here and eat while I'm coaching you, right? And I am not breaking the rules or doing it wrong. I am being the well-fed woman that I want to be. And that means I eat breakfast before I start working, whether I am hungry or not. Okay. And I think for some people, y'all are saying, well, I'm just not hungry, and so I don't eat till 11, 12, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, I'm telling you, most women, and there's always exceptions, but most women need to have something to eat in the morning and not just a latte. Okay. You need to have a little something. And let's just start experimenting with that if you're not doing that, because if you are eating at night, there could be a connection there. Okay. I just want y'all to get curious with that. Yeah, Darlene says it takes my stomach a bit of time to wake up in the morning. Absolutely. Me too. Me too. And so, yeah, I don't really feel full on hunger a lot. But once I eat something, that kind of gets my body going for the day. And y'all, I don't eat a huge breakfast. And I don't think I eat as much as Corinne does. I have my oatmeal. And then now that I've listened to the Healthify course, I really want to incorporate a little bit more protein in the morning. I do pretty well with protein at lunch and dinner, but I've added a hard-boiled egg. That is my one thing I have taken from, that's my one thing I'm focusing on that I've taken from the Healthify course. I actually was working with a private client earlier this afternoon, and she's like, okay, I've gone through the course, or I'm going through the course, and I'm just like, I want to do all this different stuff. And I was like, nope, one thing. What is your one thing? I know the course came out, so y'all may not be through a lot of it yet. But as you do go through the course, what's your one thing? Okay. Yes, Audrey, I pre-boil my eggs in my Instant Pot. Y'all, that is my favorite pro tip, is that I use my Instant Pot to boil my eggs. It has like the little silver stand, and you can boil six of them at a time. You pour in a cup of water and you put that thing on for 3 minutes. And then after it's over, you let it sit for about 5 minutes, and those eggs are boiled perfect every time. And they're so easy to peel. So, and then my dog, many of you all know about my sweet baby boy, Ernie, who is now 14 months old. I can't believe it. He's my black lab puppy that has changed my life forever. And he eats two eggs a day. That's why we think his coat is so beautiful and shiny. And he loves hard-boiled eggs. And so that makes it super easy. I boil eggs for him, I boil eggs for me, and we are over here getting our protein in. Okay. And I think maybe that makes my hair shine nice and shiny too. So, all right, let's see what y'all are saying in the chat. By the way, raise your hand. Let's get some coaching going, at least one or two of y'all, before I got to get out of here. All right, Debbie, I'll call on you in just a second. Darlene says she's healthified her breakfast with steel cut oatmeal and Greek yogurt. Oh my gosh. I had some steel cut that I eat every once in a while, and I cooked up some of that last week. And then when I went to the store yesterday, I got some Greek yogurt. Y'all, I love the Faye, the FAGE. Now, that doesn't have any sugar in it, nothing. It is pure yogurt. But what I do is I take that and I might drizzle a little bit of honey on it, put some nuts in it, put some fruit in it. Now, and also the Faye, FAGE comes with sometimes some of them come with like little fruit. It's basically kind of like preserves or like jelly that goes in there. And that is a great source of protein any day, any time of the day for a snack. I actually mainly got it for my snacks. I might eat it for breakfast too, but it's a great source of protein. So I could talk about that all day. Let's see. Yep, people are boiling eggs in their Instant Pot. I know, I can't believe I haven't had Ernie for over a year now. How do you control the smell in the fridge? I put them in a sealed, like a glass container. So, they don't smell. They don't smell. It's funny. My mom is like does not eat eggs. She can't stand the smell, but I don't really mind it. But yeah, they're in a sealed container. All right. Let's see what you got, Debbie. What is the difference between steel cut and regular? Steel cut is more of the natural, is oatmeal more in its natural form. So it is way more, I learned this, y'all. I don't know where I learned this, but this is what somebody says is like, you know what you think of like traditional oatmeal? Basically, steel cut oatmeal is like little balls, and so they're way more like dense. And pretend you got like a little bitty iron and you smush the steel cut. That's what like regular oatmeal is. So it's just more broken down because it's kind of like it's smushed. So steel cut is definitely more like rustic. It's more like chewy and you have to cook it a lot longer. I cooked it the other day and my milk boiled over. It was a biggest mess, but I like it. It's like rustic. I like the texture. So just give it a try. Give it a try and see if you like it. And but if you don't, just regular oatmeal is good too. So, all right. All right, Debbie. We'll see what you got. Anybody else who wants some coaching on? Yes, darling, you can make it in the Instapot, but you got to use water. And I like to use milk. Whole milk for me. So, because you can't do it with milk in the Instapot or it'll burn. So, all right. Hello there.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Good to
Hi.
see you.
I'm good to be seeing.
Yes.
Let's see. I don't know. The history doesn't matter, but we actually I did private coaching with you eons ago.
I remember. I remember. Yes.
And I don't even know. But since that time I left, managed to gain 30 pounds back, but I'm like since I rejoined in August, I have stayed the same.
Okay.
So I'm happy that I'm not gaining.
Let's celebrate that, number one, right? Yes.
Stopped that, kind of took care of a lot of the things that I was doing. But I've been looking at, I thought this was also a drinking call, the
Yes.
nighttime drinking call.
Yes. Yes.
So that's where I've been trying to work, is trying to cut down my drinking.
Okay.
It's mostly on the weekends.
Okay.
Uh-oh, I'm getting a weird thing. Okay, it's okay. My computer was doing weird thing, and I think I just cleared it up. But we'll see. Anyway, technology. So I was trying to kind of curtail my drinking, and I've had some success, but my weekends, it's like I kind of have three drinks when I go out with friends at lunchtime. So like maybe a Friday afternoon or Saturday during the day. And then I'll have, a couple more at night. And I've experimented cutting back. I've already leveled them up as much as I can. I'm drinking, just very low ABV. But what I find is that I want the effect, right? I don't like it's the effect of the alcohol. I don't really care. The holding a drink, great. I can hold water. I can do all of that. And I have tried all of those things. But the being a little buzzed itself is the feeling I'm going for, whether I'm in a, big social situation, small social intimate social situation with a bunch of people I know, it doesn't really even matter. And it's mostly just Friday, Saturday, and sometimes Sunday. And I just don't know if that's where I really need to be looking at try because my weight is stagnant. In fact, right now I just had oral surgery, so if I am talking weird, that's probably all it is. And I've been on a liquid diet. eating, I discovered I don't like smoothies at all. Blech. Can't find one that I like. But I've been on a liquid diet for a while and I'm just not really enjoying eating. So I'm like eating just to stop the hunger, and that's about it. And I'm still not losing
Now, how long have
anything.
you been doing that, though? I mean, how long are we talking about?
A week and a little over a week. I mean, so maybe it's nothing, but like it also, it's a big change to my diet, period. So who knows if my body's adjusting to it. And I'm not gonna, as soon as I'm gonna be allowed to chew food, oh my God, I can't wait to eat some carrots. Oh my God.
Well, yeah, we've
Ugh.
got a few things to look at here. I mean, in terms of we could kind of go into what the buzz is doing for you and like, kind of what, exploring that, or because here's where you are, right? You are maintaining, which means you are very close to, just taking maybe one, making one change, right? Or, to get to, get into losing. And I am always going to be for the lowest hanging fruit, right? The thing that feels the easiest to change. And so is that the drinking for you, or is it something else that, that feels doable, right? That feels like maybe not that big of a deal. And it may be some of the drinking, or it might be some sort of overeating.
I mean, my issue is like when I mean, I track everything. I'm pretty good at tracking everything. I mean, I never feel like I'm full after meals. I am not hungry in the morning, so I am one of those people, but I'm a teacher, so my whole schedule's about to change. And we'll see how things adjust from there. But I generally don't eat until about 11. So I have my lunch at 11. I have a snack in the afternoon, and then I have dinner. So I mean, I am having three meals ish, if you, but like I don't really eat very, I mean, and I'm not restricted, but I eat very, very healthy foods, lots of vegetables when I can eat them. So right now I'm having to eat them all blended up, which is gross. But I don't know, like part of me just feels like I've been leaving bites behind.
Okay, I was gonna check in on that. Where could there be? I mean, you say you don't feel full after meals, but is there any kind of checking in on just, hunger and maybe refining, not hunger, enough, and kind of refining that? There might be a little bit of experimentation there to do, but there might not. So.
I mean, my question is like, okay, so if I'm eating pretty much roughly to enough, then when I look, I go, oh, but you're drinking, like you're having 12 to 16 drinks a week, which isn't healthy. I know. So that's where I went, okay, is this the thing I need to look at? I've tried to cut back, and sometimes I can. I mean, it's like, okay, sometimes I just it's not interesting, or I don't know, isn't floating my boat that night. Something different is happening, whatever. But it doesn't feel like something if it is a fun night, which I'm fortunate, I live a very fun life. Go out to a lot of music, have a lot of, pretty big social life, which I think is amazing. But I've tried to go, okay, what if I just have one drink while I'm here? And I end up going, I'm just going home. Goodbye.
Okay. I mean, and so this then it just comes down to, let's just say that you're, it is the drinks. I mean, let's just, go there and just kind of, experiment with that. And it just comes down to priorities, right? Do I want to continue drinking like I'm drinking? Or do I want to experiment with drinking less and losing weight? Possibly losing weight. I mean, that's just really what it comes down to is the priorities that you want for your life, and anything is okay.
And my question is then, I mean, I've tried to do that, not successfully. But if I go back to the food end of things and go, okay, so all right, give myself 12 drinks a weekend, try to stick with that. That's what I'm going to do. If I then try to cut back on food, like besides leaving bites behind, or my question is, when I initially lost the weight, what I realized that I was doing was just knocking off hunger and then, kind of forcing myself to wait at least 4 hours between meals, even though I would be getting hungry
You became
like a
hungry.
couple hours later. But I would just go, but drink some water, give it another hour, give it another half an hour. And I would just do that. And it was fairly sustainable. I got so that I could actually enjoy being hungry a little bit, and it would
So
come
where
and
are you
go.
now with how much you're
I
eating
don't,
and how long do your meals last you?
my meals last me usually 4 hours,
Because that's
I'm
another
usually
way you can
hungry.
kind of refine your enough is
Right.
start to kind of really time, how, and this is for everybody, if you're kind of, clear on what your signals are, then, and again, you're still not losing. Then, yeah, let's see how long meals last you, and they should last at least 3 to 4 hours.
Right.
Now, I am always going to kind of, kind of lean more towards like, let's not let ourselves be hungry a lot of the time because that's just not sustainable. Now,
Right.
but everybody's a little bit different, but it's just, but you're also, when you are hungry, right? Your body is telling you it needs some fuel. So, but that's up to
But
you.
yeah, and I guess maybe I was just sort of talking through, but now that I guess we're talking through, it's one of those things that you'll get a hunger signal and you can drink some water and ignore it and it kind of goes away, and then it'll come back with like a vengeance a little bit. And maybe I just need to wait for that
Yeah,
more
and because hunger
vengeance to
can
come
ebb and
back.
flow, right? If we give it time
Yeah.
and don't eat, it can ebb and flow. But this is just where you get to know kind of your body and your
Right.
lifestyle and how you want to live, right? And what is sustainable for
Right.
you. And you figure that out. But it's just all about kind of what you want to look at now and get curious about. But
Right.
and also you could do, I mean, we kind of usually encourage you to kind of just do one thing at a time, but you could, look, get curious about that, time your meals, see how long your meals last you, and also practice having, a certain number of drinks, on the weekends.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been trying it for a while and not been doing so well with it. Like I did it a couple of weekends, and then last weekend, not so much. And not Memorial Day weekend, so
But when you
whatever.
say like it's not working or I'm not doing it, I mean you're having urges for more and you're giving into those urges.
Right. I'm just going, I'm going, okay. The idea was I'm not going to have more than four drinks at a time. So when I'm in a situation, I go, okay, I'm stopping at three. Well, then I go three in the afternoon and three at night. And so then that adds up to six in the day. Because I'm not counting it the right way. And I'm doing this thing of like, well, I'm not getting drunk, so who cares? And the other thing is when I have tried to go, okay, well, I've already had my three drinks for the day. Maybe I'll have one more for just tonight. Those are the nights that I just go home early, and then I have my husband and my friends going, "What's wrong with you?" And I'm just like, man, I guess and this is just not fun for me anymore.
Well, and that's the thing where it's just like, okay, what it's going to take for me to drink less is maybe I don't, people might ask me why I'm not drinking. I might not feel as fun, but I also get the result of maybe losing weight, right? And it just comes down to what is more important to me.
Right.
Yeah,
Yeah,
this
and I mean
comes
it's
down to
and
the truth.
it's what's sustainable because
Yeah.
I know that that has not been. I mean I feel like I could make the 12 drinks work as a limit, but I'm not sure that that's going to get me weight loss because when I did do it for almost like I think I did it for about a month and nothing happened. So, I kind of feel like if I at least hold to that, that seems reasonable, and then I'm just going to have to cut the food back somehow.
Well, how do you?
I don't know.
I'm looking at your face like
Yeah.
you don't look. Because how does it feel, right, to
None of
experiment
it
with
feels
that?
good. None of it feels good because I feel like I have experimented and I haven't found anything. Like I've already like identified my emotional eating. I'm not doing that anymore. I don't it, like I don't find that food is a whole lot of joy, really. I mean, I like my food and all sometimes. Lately, not so much. So whatever, I'm on a liquid diet right now, so there's that. But generally speaking, it's like, okay, I like my food, but it's not a great source of pleasure for me. And so, I eat healthy food and I am not super indulgent about it, and I don't I'm pretty cognizant at every meal. I think maybe I'm just not, maybe, I've gotten pretty good with the enough signals. I'm just wondering now that we're talking if I'm eating at the first glimmer of hunger, going, oh, good enough. And perhaps I could just push that out a little bit more and see how that changes my day.
That is
I mean,
sounds like something that you could experiment with. I mean, and all these things we've talked about, right? But it's how does it feel, right? Am I open to having experimented for a while now and continuing to do this until I figure something out that works for me? Because I mean, it may take a little while longer, right, to figure it out. And is weight loss, is that really the result, you want that is worth it, that is worth this experimenting?
Well, I am nothing if not persistent.
Okay.
The same thing that we did one-on-one coaching with way back in 2019 or whatever it was is something I am still far from getting traction on. I have hired a boatload of professionals. I keep at it. It's that the frustration and my not coping with it without food was what led to the weight gain. I was on to myself. I'm like, I am not buying new clothes, so I caught it. Great. But I'm persisting in that. I will persist in this. It's just, yeah, I don't like I don't know what else to do but keep trying
And
until
isn't that this is
something.
for all of us? Like, I mean, because even when we figure out how to, I mean, and if you just keep going, Debbie, you will figure out how to get weight loss going. But here's the thing, the journey only, starts from there, right? I mean, then there is the journey of, living the rest of your life. And is that like a worthy thing I just believe, me now maintaining my weight is the worthy journey I want to continue for the rest of my life. None of this ever ends. None of this ever gets to where you're not thinking about it every day, right? So it's just like, well, I kind of want to be someone. I mean, even like with this new Healthify course, I'm learning stuff I never knew. And it's like, well, I think this is the life I want, is to keep experimenting, keep learning and growing and solving new problems and all this kind of stuff, right? Like, I think that's a worthy life to live.
Yeah,
So.
I agree. And I think it's also just it is that as you examine all of the habits, all of the things that you're doing, it helps you identify who you really want to be. I mean,
Yes.
I love my weekend life.
Okay.
And I like as long as I can do it from a medical standpoint. It's, I've had to slow down and, cut back so that I'm drinking lighter, but as long as I still can, I love my life. I love that aspect of it and that part of it. So it's like, okay, so if I want this weight loss thing too, what does that look like? And yeah, I think maybe working on the hunger end of things is something I haven't even tried in, I mean, since probably 2020. So maybe that's
So, but
it. And
what,
talking with you, we figured it out.
yeah, but what
Something
I
else to
hear you
try.
saying, right, is like, as we just keep working on things throughout our whole lives, right, we start to realize again what is important, what our priorities are, what is the life we want. For many of
Right.
us, that is losing weight, but for some of us, we figure out it's not, right? Something else is more important. But at least you're being honest with yourself, right? And
Right.
thinking that, okay, this is the life I want. So if I get this, I may not be able to have this too, and that's okay. And but that's all the
Yeah.
truth, right? And not
Right.
thinking, that we kind of put ourselves in these no-win situations. We want two things that maybe we can't have at the same time. But
Exactly.
sometimes
Yeah,
we figure
or
out we can have it all,
and
So
they're not diametrically opposed.
exactly.
There's another way through on this
Yes.
that I didn't even think about until we were
Okay.
talking.
Well,
So,
let's
yay.
just explore that and then,
Yeah.
keep us posted, get into Ask
Yeah.
Coaches and give us an update and we'll go from there. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, good
Appreciate your
stuff. Good to
time.
see you. All
Thanks.
right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. All right. Anybody else? Debbie was one of my first private clients way back when I first started working at NoBS. So great to see folks from just who've been here, been around for a long time. Yeah, baby steps, with things. All right. So yes, nighttime overeating and overdrinking we're talking about. All right. Anybody else who wants to raise their hand? I'm here till 6 o'clock, but I am going to talk about this nighttime eating course, y'all. And by the way, you can make sure Debbie goes back. Change role to attendee. Okay. I'm gonna press the right button. All right, I'm just gonna keep talking. Stop nighttime eating for good, y'all. This is in our bonus courses section on the website. And I don't know what's going on with Zoom, but anyway. And it's just an amazing course. And anything that where it talks about nighttime eating, you can just substitute drinking in there. Okay. But I did want to tell y'all a couple of, let's see, I'm going to make myself, can I make myself bigger? I don't know. All right. Never mind. I'm going to keep talking. I did want to give you all a kind of a few resources that you may not know about in this course. One of them is in the guide, there is a trigger cheat sheet. Y'all, this is some freaking gold that I had forgotten about. Use this cheat sheet to spot your nighttime eating or drinking triggers and have a plan ready when they show up. The more you prepared you are, the easier it gets to break the cycle. I'll give you all a couple of examples. Loneliness. If loneliness at night is a trigger for you, strategy, call or text someone you trust. If no one's available, post in our community or reach out to NoBS coaches. Procrastination. Who's procrastinating at night? Some of y'all are procrastinating going to bed. Sometimes that is what's going on at night. Strategy, set a timer for 5 minutes and start a small task. When the timer goes off, either stop or keep going if you feel motivated. If you're procrastinating going to bed, set a timer for 5 minutes and say, okay, I can lay here and watch this show for another 5 minutes and then I'm going to bed. Okay? So it's things like that. Mindless TV watching. and eating. Keep your hands busy while watching TV with activities like knitting, doodling, or using a stress ball. Another thing that Coach MJ talks a lot about with mindless TV eating is get out of your eating chair, right? The chair that you usually eat in. Relocate. Your brain notices that, and it's like, wait a minute, she's not in her usual chair there where she's eating. So maybe we won't eat. Let's see. Negative self-talk. Strategy: keep positive affirmations in easy to see places. Mirrors, phone screen, sticky notes in your car, right next to your chair at night when you're eating, right? Just all kinds of ideas in here that are amazing that are part of this nighttime eating course. One other thing, and I would love to hear from you all. And by the way, I could coach one more person before I got to get out of here at 6 o'clock. I got a private client. One other thing that's a resource that's part of this course that I did not even know about was there's a couple of meditations that are part of this course that Corinne recorded. So when you're in the middle of an urge, when you are, just sitting there at night on, on the and watching TV and you want something, there are a couple of meditations and they're on the podcast because, this course is part of the Bonus Courses podcast. You could keep those downloaded and have them handy whenever you want. Even like, other people can be in the room and you could just put it on low volume and listen to it while you're sitting there watching TV. She tells you to take some deep breaths. She tells you you're strong and that you can do this. I listened to him yesterday. It's just getting a little bit of Corinne in your ear, even at night when you're sitting and watching TV and you're having an urge to eat. All right. Let's see who we've got, y'all. Just cannot see without these glasses. Is it Angel? Let's see. And Debbie, I don't know why you're still on here. But as long as you just keep your camera off and you're muted. Let's see. I think I can pin you. There we go. No, remove pin. Didn't mean different.
Can you hear me?
Hello. There you are. Okay. Yes.
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
So, first of all, I'm super anxious. So, there's all of that. And I feel like a fraud because I signed up and I just have been, other things have taken a priority. So, every day is do what need to
Oh, you
do. And
cut out
I'm.
a little bit. Okay, what were you going to say
Oh,
that again? Because
okay,
you
wait.
kind of cut out a little bit. Okay.
Okay, hold
Okay.
on 1 second. Let me get you off my.
Okay, can you hear me better now?
Oh, much better. Much better. Okay.
Okay, cool. Sorry, my headset's not good. So
Okay.
I feel like a fraud because I signed up and I've just been not present with some other things that have taken priority, unfortunately. But I'm here now.
Okay.
However, about a year and a half ago, my husband, who was well over 300 pounds, had a gastric sleeve. And it's phenomenal. He's doing great. But he now gets to he eats in a different way because his body requires it, and he expects me to follow with him. And so when he's eating, he's making me food. And we, so our good dynamic is I homeschool, I homestead, I am home 24/7 with my kids, teenagers, and littles as well, along with my husband works from home. So we are all together 24/7, which is a joy and a curse. So then at night he
to have his snacks. And it's really difficult for me to, I guess, to stand up for myself, to say, like, I'm cool to watch a show and I'm cool to be with you, but like, I don't need that.
Yeah. And what feels hard about that? What feels hard to stand up for yourself?
I think it's the whole self-worth thing. Like, am I even worthy of this?
Are you?
Innately, yeah. Like it as like if I were to sit and separate myself, yeah. But then I don't know if I'm having a real conversation, that's a really hard thing. I have to plug my phone in.
Okay, I'm
It's a
gonna talk
hard
for a
thing to
minute.
kind of navigate.
Okay, all right. So
If
I'm gonna
that's
talk for a minute because you're kind of cutting in and out. So I'm gonna let you get your phone plugged up. This is for a lot of you all, where you know that you're worthy kind of intellectually, and like she said, innately, right? We know kind of intellectually, okay, every human is worthy. But then there comes the time where we have to act like we are worthy and to prove to ourselves and to build our worthiness over time, right? Worthiness doesn't just, like build or, grow without action. And that's where you are, Angel, and I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. It's time for you to, let's see, she's coming back here. Okay. Let's see what happens here, but I'm just going to keep talking. It's time to take action to prove your worthiness and to grow your worthiness. There you are. Okay. You're on here
free
twice. Yes. Okay.
country
All
living.
right. Okay. We're doing it. We're doing it. So I was saying
Yes.
how you know you're worthy, but now it's time to take action from that worthiness, right? To build more worthiness. And you are at a time where it's time to take action. But it's not something that you've done before, right? It's something new, something that may feel uncomfortable,
Yeah.
but this is it, right? This is how we get new things in life, right? This is how we achieve goals. We get a little uncomfortable and we take actions that we know are what is best for us. So, are you willing to take some uncomfortable actions to get to where you really want to go in your life?
I have to say yes because I expect that of my kids too. And so
Indeed.
I have to. But I guess the logistical of what does that actually look like as we're sitting on the couch, because I'm trying to be a recovering people pleaser. So as
Okay.
I sit there and he is having his whatever snack, and I say, no, I don't want that. I get met with probably his own guilt
Yeah.
of him snacking at night. It's not anything to do with me. I know that, but it's still, I'm now making him confront something, or I'm making him meet something that he doesn't want to meet, and he's not confronting it. So
You're
it's
not
nothing bad. He's
making,
a
nope,
quick
I gotta stop you
done.
right
He's not
there.
mean or anything, but he just
But I gotta
meets
stop
me
you.
with like, ah.
I don't know. Can you hear me? I gotta stop you. You're not making him do anything. You're not making him do anything. It's all about him. Him eating
Yeah.
is all about
What's
him.
his deal?
Yeah, it's all his deal. Because if you make that your responsibility and your feelings his responsibility, then yeah, of course you're not gonna. It's gonna make it a lot harder to not eat, right?
Oh, disconnect.
So yeah, why don't you just, if you can hear me, turn your camera off. And let's just do audio. But I'm gonna keep talking. So for you to make it easier for yourself, I don't know if she can hear me, but to make it easier for yourself, That's number one, is that's all him. And then you're doing what you want to do. And here's the thing, it's going to feel awkward for the first time or two. I mean, let's not, live in La La Land, right? And have it not feel awkward. But then you get over that hump and he starts to expect, well, she's not going to eat every time I want to eat. And so it'll start to get easier. Okay. So I'm not sure if you can hear me, but you'll be able to hear this on the replay. Can you hear me? I'll just keep talking for another minute and see if she can get her audio going. So this, I do this too, y'all. And I'd love for y'all to share in the chat. Do you all not eat when other people are eating at home? And did it feel hard at first? Okay. Audrey says sometimes. Yeah. I think that is a requirement for us to be successful at this, with this work, is that we practice being okay and building safety, y'all. It's about safety. Doesn't feel safe. We are human beings. We like to be part of a tribe, part of a group, do what everyone else is doing. That's what helps us feel safe. So when we're not doing that, of course we feel unsafe at first, until we do it a couple of times, prove to ourselves we're not going to die. Literally, that is what our brain and our nervous system is thinking, that we might die if we don't eat when everybody else is eating. But with Angel, it's like, this isn't even, I mean, I know sometimes I think she was talking about meals too, but this sounds like it's like after dinner eating. And all you got to do, you got to sit there and watch TV. Sometimes I talk about when I have urges to eat something after dinner and I'm laying on the couch under a blanket. I pretend I'm glued to the couch. All I got to do is lay here on my comfy couch under a warm blanket. I'm not going to go eat anything, but that's really all I've got to do. Yes, I'm a little distracted watching the TV show. And my husband might even be eating something. But I can survive that to get to the goals that I really want. For me, it's maintaining my weight. For some of you all, it's losing. Okay? Isn't that worth it? To get to this goal that some of you all have been striving for decades? A little bit of awkwardness while you're laying there watching TV? Oh, there goes Angel. Okay. So she'll hear the replay. Okay. I'm gonna look at, see what y'all have to say in the chat. Darlene says, I do not eat with him. He is not an obese woman. I have a conversation with him, y'all. That is such a good reminder, Darlene. I'm telling y'all, I've been married now. We got married in 2018, so almost 8 years. So I'm a little bit more of a newlywed, but it's still been a while. And what I am learning about marriage is that we got to talk to these people that we live with. We have got to talk about stuff that bothers us. We have got to talk to, and y'all, my husband is not a big talker. He is someone that he's the happiest person you'll ever meet. But when he is mad about something, when he is upset about something, he goes, And it's like, well, maybe I should do that too. And I'm like, nope, that is not helping me. I got to talk about what I'm thinking about. Because these people that we live with, they love us and they want to support us, but they also can't read our minds. Okay. So if you're not going to eat, right, if you're doing something different, please help yourself and talk to the people around you. That helps them and helps them support you and helps you confirm your commitment to yourself by just talking about it out loud. Okay. Let's see. My hubby and my son bring me goodies. I've taught them to love me with food because that is what I do. All right, Lee. What do you want to teach them now? We can teach old dogs new tricks. It only takes a conversation. It's like, hey, y'all, I know that in the past I've loved you with food. You love me with food. But here's the thing. I want something different. And I still love you guys. But I'm making a request. Please don't bring me anything. And you can just make a request, right? You can't make them do anything or not do anything. But a lot of these people that love us, they just, give them a reason why. And they'll understand because they love you. Okay? Let's see. Y'all got some conversations here going, and I want to be in on it. Oh, let's see. Jean said, it only took me 8 years in OBS, but last month I met with friends for dinner and I did a full-on Corinne. I wasn't hungry because I'd eaten at a party earlier, so I just enjoyed their company and drank ice water with lemon. I'm telling y'all what, that's a game changer. I'll never forget when I was on an airplane and they started handing out snacks and I wasn't hungry. And I said, no, thank you. And they just walked on by. And I always say, I expected applause from the entire plane. That was how big of a deal it was. I think it is just so powerful to not eat when other people are eating sometimes and just prove to yourself that you will be okay. All right, y'all, before we get out of here, I just realized there's a few questions here. Okay. I have more of a problem with nighttime drinking. I know it's due to not taking breaks or wanting to avoid feeling emotions. I wake up with best intentions, but then the evening comes and I don't pay attention to it. Maybe I'm trying to make too big a change too fast. My first goal is to drink only 4 nights a week, but maybe I should only work on reducing quantity each night. Yes. Let's start smaller, Anonymous. Okay. It's like if you're thinking maybe I'm trying to make too big a change, this is for any of y'all. If any of y'all like, I'm thinking maybe this. A lot of times that's the truth. So if you're suspecting, right, that you may be trying to make too big a change, it's probably true. Please, y'all, set the bar. I like to say set the bar, set the goal where you can step over it and celebrate the heck out of that. Small changes are the way to go, and I know they don't feel good enough a lot of times. Let's let them not feel good enough and do them anyway and celebrate the heck out of them anyway. Okay? Because a big overhaul with something that you have been doing for years and years and years, of course that's not doable, right? Okay. So small change. I would reduce quantity on one night. What is the smallest of the small changes? Please. It's almost like, well, how could I start small? How could I start even smaller? How could it be something that I barely even notice is a big deal? So I go from 4 drinks to 3 drinks one night. But here's the key. You celebrate the heck out of it when you do it. Not like, well, that was easy. That wasn't good enough. No. Oh my gosh, look at me. I did something different. Okay. That's what I want you to do with these small changes. Beth says, I've been noticing that I'm back to drinking most evenings and on weekends. I've successfully reduced a bit by having one alcohol-free day a week, but find I have the thought that is not enough. Okay, I just talked about this. And then why bother? I know I've decreased the amount I drink in the past and felt better, plus lost weight, but I end up not sticking to my plan. So just what I just said, Beth. It's when you have that one alcohol-free day a week, you celebrate the heck out of it, and then why bother might come up. Answer that question truthfully. Why should I bother? I want to bother celebrating this one night a week because I want to build from here. I want to keep making progress. That's why I bother. Y'all, why bother is a powerful question if you actually answer it. Like, really answer it. Because, or otherwise, why bother turns into, I'm not going to bother. But it is a question that is begging to be answered truthfully. If you really think about it and think about why you want to bother. Okay? I'm getting on my, I'm channeling my Corinne here at the end of the call. Diane says the maintenance with Lizzie you talked about earlier. Y'all, let me just look it up real quick and see if I see where it is on the website. I knew I'd probably get a question of where it is. And let's see. Is it under the maintenance course? Oh, yes. Okay, it is. Okay. So you go to the maintenance course, which is under the courses tab, bonus courses, and keep on going down. You click on Mastering Maintenance. And then Lizzie's new documentary is now Module 5 of Mastering Maintenance. I'm so glad you asked because now I know where to find it for everybody. And again, this is not just for y'all that are in maintenance or close to maintenance. This is for your future selves, okay? Because these are real stories of no BS women in maintenance and what it's really like and what it's really not like. Okay. So I want all of you all to watch it because I just love that it's our members, right? It's just women like you talking about maintenance. I know y'all love to hear the coaches talk about our experiences too, but I think sometimes it can be even more powerful to hear from members and just what their experiences are. Okay, so it is now module 5 of the maintenance course. Thank you for asking, Diane. All right, y'all, we are about at the end. And Angel, if you're on here, just listen to the replay when it comes out, okay? And because I said some good stuff, but I think your phone was messing up. So y'all are talking about Buffalo Pretzel Bites. Oh, found a new favorite treat on a plane. Yeah, you can always get the snack right and not eat it on a plane. That's something else I've done and expected applause from the whole from the whole plane. Because it's something that you could have as a snack later. But it's funny how we get something free and we just, in the past, we've just automatically just started eating it, right? Even if we're not hungry. Planes and airports are fascinating, fascinating places. So, the stuff you're talking about wasn't free. So, all right, y'all. Anything else? Please check out the nighttime eating course if you haven't or if you didn't need to revisit it. These courses, y'all, and don't get overwhelmed, okay? If y'all are focusing on Healthify right now, if you're focusing on some other course right now, all these courses will be here for you, okay? They're not, no one, none of them are going anywhere, and they're all self-paced, so there's no rush, there's no hurry, you're not missing out on anything or anything like that, okay? All right, and of course, we're always an Ask Coaches. Around the Facebook group. So it was so fun to be with you all tonight. And gosh, I don't know when I'll be back again. Sometime. June has just begun. So I'll be doing a binge call soon. And I think maybe I'm doing another call towards the end of the month. But y'all have a great night and I'll talk to you again soon. Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.